Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great things you're doing for the community. This program is sponsored in part by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra Members Association and ATU International. We appreciate their support. Don't forget, folks, if you go to our website, www.theunionedge.com, you can download a free app for your iPhone or your Android. And with that app, you can listen to this radio program anywhere in the world at any time. You can catch a live program. You can catch the streams. You can catch the podcasts. It's, a really neat kind of thing. Hey, right now we are talking with Alvina Ye. She is with the Asian Pacific American Labor Alliance. Alvina, welcome back.
Hi, Charles. Thank you.
Hey, we appreciate you being with us today. First, tell us a little bit about APALA and what you guys do.
Yeah, absolutely. So APALA is the Asian Pacific American Labor Alliance. We're one of the six official constituency groups of the AFL-CIO. Our headquarters are in D.C., but we've got 21 chapters across the country. And APALA really works to really be the bridge between the Asian American Pacific Islander community, the AAPI community, as we call it, and the labor movement. So really working to grow a pipeline of AAPI unionists, both to be leaders in their local communities and within their unions, also to train our chapters to do organizing campaigns across the country around the issues that really affect us and our families.
Fantastic. So what are you guys up to right now?
Yeah, well, everything right now is really leading into the big battle on the Hill, the budget vote that's due on December 8th. And right now, we're just trying to push Congress to pass the DREAM Act before the end of the legislative session. And it's incredibly important. We feel like this is our last chance. And we've got a number of Democratic Congress folks who are willing to vote no on the budget if the DREAM Act is not presented for vote or included in the budget at all. Mm-hmm. So there's an opportunity for us to, if need be, shut down the government if we can't get the DREAM Act passed, which is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it is. And, quite honestly, I got to tell you, I am not happy with this current administration on the way that they have treated our fellow Americans, and I mean that wholeheartedly. These are people that have been here in the United States. They've contributed. They've paid taxes. They've gone to school. They've been contributing members of society. And quite frankly, they were asked to do some things, and they had the right to be concerned about it. And sure enough, this current administration has rewarded their worst fears.
Yeah, I think that's right. Last week we had a big rally, and we had a bunch of union folks come up, actually. So President of NEA, Lily Eskelson-Garcia, came out, and she had tears in her eyes and basically said, dreamers are more American than most folks out here. They fight every day to stay in this country, and they want to be part of America as much as anybody else, and they deserve that. And that was really great. And then, we also have Elisa McBride from AFSCME come out and speak. And it was really powerful. We had 120 dreamers from across the country, all Asian American, fly out to participate. And then afterwards, we took some signatures over to Paul Ryan's office to deliver to him. But, I guess he must be busy or had more important things, but he didn't answer or open his door. And we created a little bit of ruckus outside his door, and 19 of us actually ended up getting arrested for disturbing the peace.
Well, there you go. God bless you for standing up for the right thing. I do not understand. We've got dreamers that are going to college, they are working, they're becoming nurses and doctors and lawyers, they have joined the military, they have served this nation in harm's way. And yet we've got angry people in this country that, I'm not doing so good, so why should we, why should somebody else be allowed to do well? And I think that's the heart of the problem. And when we have people that are not willing to stand up for what people were promised, shame on them. Shame on them.
That's right. So we're planning another action, and this time in coalition with the Undocu Black Network. So they're a network of African-Americans who are also undocumented. So we're doing a joint action, a week of action, actually starting the first week of December. So be on the lookout for that. We're still kind of planning the details around that. But it's just a really key time just to put more pressure on Congress, put more pressure on, you know, even the members who've been saying, oh, yeah, we support the Dreamers, we support, you know, immigration reform. And really, you know, these Dreamers have been a political chip for both parties, and it's time for us to pressure our members to vote and stay on our side.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. How can we help? What can people out in the public do to help?
Absolutely. So our website is apalanet.org. That's APALANET.org. On social media, across all channels, our handle is Apala National. And just subscribe to our email list, follow us on social media. We'll have lots and lots of information about our upcoming actions. And also right now, we're doing a digital campaign called Thankful for Immigrants. So that's hashtag thankful, the number 4 immigrants. Just to kind of spread some good cheer and talk about like why immigrants are important to America and why passing the Dream Act is important.
There you go. Well, I got to tell you, I am excited to know that you guys are out there and you're getting it done. And I hope that you continue to remind Paul Ryan that he has a responsibility to everyone here in the United States. And quite frankly, you know, every time I see the statistics, every time I see the polling, everybody in the country or the vast majority of people in the United States are very supportive of Dreamers and their families. And, you know, every time that the current administration continues to step on it or stick their foot in their mouth, it just goes to show how small of a very angry, bitter minority there is of people that want to push back against what the vast majority of Americans want to do.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and it is a very small, very bitter minority that, you know, quite honestly, they're angry at themselves for things, and they're just looking at somebody else to lash out at. So,
yep.
In any case, any final words for us today?
No, I mean, happy Thanksgiving. You know, remember our hashtag thankful for immigrants, put it out on all your social media channels. We've also got a Facebook frame if folks want to, you know, change their profile picture to highlight the issue, but really appreciate having the time to be able to talk about this.
Alvina, anytime that you want to come on, you just let us know and we will get you the time. It is a very, very important thing that you as the executive director and your team is doing. And, you know, it's important. And quite frankly, we all came from somewhere. Mm-hmm. We've all spent our time in the breach. And, you know, myself as an Irishman, I didn't like what happened to my ancestors. Why the hell would I let it happen to somebody else?
That's right.
There you go. So, meantime, we got to get going. We appreciate it. Don't hesitate if there's anything we can do. And we will talk to you again soon.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Laborers Talk Radio.